Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Gankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We greet our new affiliate, WMQM AM 1600 in Memphis, Tennessee. We're going to be carrying Mark Gankoff's America and RBN to a much wider conventional radio audience in the American South in the days ahead. That's going to augment what we're already doing, of course, in terms of additional conventional affiliates and shortwave radio. And our radio outreach on the World Wide Web, where you can find us at www.rbnlive.com or at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Those are the contact points for all of the information that we hope to bring you in the days ahead on this show as well as a series of others. You know, I've had two excellent guests today. In the first hour, Jeannie Chansey of LadiesAgainstFeminism.com was on this program. Did an outstanding job, I felt, and I'm going to be posting information on Jeannie's website eventually with the RBN archives for this date, as well as at breakingalltherules.news. I'm also going to be posting a lot of information about the guest that we had in the second hour of this show, which just concluded a few minutes ago. That's Nayla Al-Aryan. She is the wife of Dr. Sami Al-Aryan, who represents the well-publicized case in December of 2005 that involved a series of charges that had been brought against him on the part of the federal government, utilizing the USA Patriot Act as a means of trying to convict Dr. Al-Aryan of various seditious activities and treasonous activities, supposedly, quoting Bill O'Reilly of Fox News last night when he brought up this case again. And clearly, when we look at Sami Al-Aryan and what happened to him in December of 2005, and keeping in mind that he had been in a federal prison since February of 2003, largely in solitary confinement, and that from, say, 1994 onward, both through the auspices of Stephen Emerson and his program Jihad in America on public broadcasting, as well as the activities of journalist Michael Fechter of the Tampa Tribune down in Florida from 1995 onward. Then if you add to that what Bill O'Reilly was doing at Fox News in regard to this Al-Aryan case from late 2001 onward, there was a two-track attack that seems to have been pursued against Dr. Sami Al-Aryan. One was on the part of the federal government with a series of surveillance activities. The other was on the part of corporate media, and there seems to be a very interesting symbiotic relationship going on there between the feds on the one hand and corporate media on the other. And, of course, the third agent lurking in the background of both of those two basic constituencies is once again the Israeli lobby, the Israeli government, the Israeli intelligence community. And when you put that whole thing together, I would suggest that there's a very unholy trinity there, operating as a triumvirate of activity that involves not simply these cases involving Americans or permanent foreign residents of this country of Middle Eastern extraction who have not been convicted of anything in an American court, but potentially these activities could be pointed against Americans who have nothing to do with the Middle East whatsoever and who find themselves at the mercy of negative media coverage or governmental activities of one kind or another that relate to these folks having a status as political dissidents of either the responsible left or the responsible right. So we're going to be talking ongoingly in the last hour of this show about this Dr. Sami Al-Aryan case and what it really means, what it means for you and what it means for me. When we come back, that's where we're going to head in this last hour. This is Mark Gankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. If you have any calls for me, you can dial up at 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. In the first hour of the show today, we were joined by Jeannie Chansey of LadiesAgainstFeminism.com. In the second hour of the show, we were joined by Nayla Al-Aryan, the wife of Dr. Sammy Al-Aryan, who is the former University of South Florida professor of computer science, who in December of 2005... was convicted of absolutely nothing in a federal court in Florida. He was acquitted on all of the charges against him, save for a few where the jury was deadlocked, although a vast majority of the people on that jury also wanted to acquit Dr. Al-Aryan on those charges as well. He has, since February of 2003, been sitting in a federal prison. Subsequent to the fact that he was not convicted of anything in court, he's been sitting in federal detention again, in this instance in the Raleigh-Durham area, where he's been undergoing a hunger strike since January 22nd and has lost 43 pounds. That situation that he has faced with the federal government has obviously had implications not only for himself but for his wife, Nayla, and for their children. And at the same time that all of that has been going on, we have seen what is clearly a demonstrable media campaign that has been conducted against Dr. Al-Arian, with the chief culprits in that being Stephen Emerson in his Jihad in America program on PBS in 1994. Then Michael Fechter of the Tampa Tribune from 1995 onward has been covering the Al-Arian case from an extremely slanted perspective. And then finally, we've been talking about Bill O'Reilly of Fox News and with what he had to say again on this story just last night. I just happened to be watching it at my parents' house. I don't normally tune Mr. O'Reilly in, but there he was. And during his segment, the Al-Arian case reappeared once more. We're going to keep an eye on this story, and I'm going to be putting all of the information about Dr. Al-Arian, as I currently understand it, on the Breaking All the Rules News website and its announcement of this broadcast with his wife. Broadcast interview source of Washington, D.C., has done a major news release on Mrs. Al-Arian's appearance on this show today with RBN. Al Bawaba and Aman Jordan has carried on my blog with them information about this interview today. And I have sent an invitation to all kinds of people in both the domestic and international media, both American and British, as well as Middle Eastern, to be involved in taking a look at this Al-Arian case again. And in conjunction with all of this, I would like to put in yet another plug for Dr. Hesham Talawi's show on the Republic Broadcasting Network, which is going to start tomorrow on Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can access that, of course, through the RBN website at either rbnlive.com or republicbroadcasting.org. You can listen to it live online. At some point, of course, the show will be archived. For those of you in the international community who like shortwave, you can find that show tomorrow at 5050 on your shortwave dial, 5050. That's Dr. Hesham Talawi and his new show with the Republic Broadcasting Network, which will be on from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And Nahla Al-Arian will be one of his guests on that show. And based upon what we talked about today with Mrs. Al-Arian, I'm sure that Dr. Talawi will be doing an absolutely outstanding job of bringing all kinds of things to the fore in regard to this case that you and I need to know as Americans, both in regard to the morality of what has happened to the Al-Arian family, as well as what it means in regard to every American listening to this show and every American who isn't listening to this show, who needs to understand that when it comes to these USA Patriot Acts and this Military Commissions Act of 2006 and all of this warrantless surveillance being conducted by the NSA and other federal agencies, as the New York Times and the Washington Post have come out with that in recent months, that our constitutional traditions are not being eroded. Our constitutional traditions, as we have always known them, may in fact already be gone. You might be drawing that conclusion if you listen to the details of the Sami Al-Arian case today in my interview with his wife. And if you really want to see the particulars on this story, directly from sources that do not involve the neocon media, Joe Kay's post on this on the 8th of December 2005 is a good place to start. And then Dr. Al-Arian's own website is a place to follow this case ongoingly. I am again going to post this URL in terms of my total package of publicity on this show for all these different news agencies. And you will find that site, Free Sami Al-Arian, at www.freesamiarian.com. Again, I'll be posting information on this later for all the listeners. We have a caller, Jim in Texas. Go ahead. You're on the line for Mark Dankoff, Jim.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All righty. Yeah, this is truly a pathetic case, but then so is the Ernst Zundel and David Irving and all these other cases that are crooked Zionist-controlled State Department and Justice Department and FBI and the entire federal government, all the major news media, they control it all, so they can pretty well do anything they want to do. The law makes no difference to them. Why wasn't this man allowed to be out on bond for from what he was accused of, for his trial.
That's exactly right. And, the thing, Jim, that also came to the fore on the show today is that Mrs. Al-Aryan was indicating that finally Dr. Al-Aryan had agreed under duress, obviously, to plead guilty to one count of something in order to, as a result of that plea agreement, to get himself out of jail and to take himself and his family back to the Middle East. That was agreed upon in a signed plea arrangement that, according to Mrs. Al-Aryan, was subsequently reneged upon by the feds. And she made reference to a federal prosecutor up there in Virginia, in Alexandria, Virginia. I did a search on this guy on Google, and sure enough, his name comes up. It's Gordon Kromberg, K-R-O-M-B-E-R-G. A number of things that pop up with him in the World Wide Web. But apparently in this plea arrangement, the feds once again tossed a coin and said, heads, we win, tails, you lose.
Absolutely. And they'll keep him as long as they desire to keep him. Hopefully,
yes.
They're hoping he'll die in prison is what they hope, because they have such a pathetic case, they don't really want to bring it to a jury again. Although I suspect the jury in Florida surprised them with their verdict, or non-verdict in some cases, that it really surprised the feds and they were at a loss as to what to do, except say that they were probably going to try him again and just keep delaying and anything they can to keep him in jail as long as possible, which in this case it could be a long, long time.
Yes,
like I say, this is nothing new. They do this all the time. And the sad part, as far as your listeners are concerned, is once they get this hate crimes law put through, that all of us in the so-called patriot movement, or you people at RBN, we're all on the line then, because anybody that says anything that they don't like under the hate crimes law and the Patriot Act, they can throw you in jail forever if they want.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's why what Ted Pike is doing at the National Prayer Network becomes so absolutely essential. He keeps the rest of us informed on what's going on with this hate crimes legislation. But quite clearly, it's a part of an obvious, discernible pattern where basic constitutional rights are going out the window one by one, and where people who, and I'm talking about decent, law-abiding people in the best sense of the American constitutional tradition, are going to be ongoingly demonized and ostracized and at some point criminalized for basically saying the things and doing the things that used to be presumed as their birthright as Americans.
Absolutely. And I've known for a long time. I knew when I first started seeing Mr. Aryan on TV in the early 90s, I believe, 94, somewhere in that vicinity, when they started showing him on the national TV, I knew right away that they were after him. They were going to get him. And sure enough, they did, because they never would put a Palestinian sympathizer on TV without taking what he says out of context or just cutting it down to where he makes a statement about, you know, he might say something like death to Israel or something, and they would show that part, but nothing else that he said to keep it completely out of context.
Yeah, absolutely. And, to me, Jim, I'm going to profile myself, not you, since you're an anonymous caller, but I'll profile myself and see what you think of this. Here I am, because I'm a quasi-public figure. I'm a pastor, and I'm a radio broadcaster. My profile's out there. Anybody can read it online. There's a broadcast interview source profile in Washington, D.C., it tells you who I am and who I write for, and the fact that I broadcast for this network tells you I'm a Lutheran pastor, and there's a picture of me, and so forth and so on. And the reason I mention this on the air is I remember during the time of the aftermath of the Waco thing here in Texas with involving the Koresh Branch Davidian catastrophe, that I saw Janet Reno on a talk show. I don't remember which one. She, of course, at that time was running Clinton's so-called Justice Department. And Janet Reno was trying to justify her actions at Waco in terms of what she had commissioned to be done. And at one point, she was asked to profile people who might be considered to be potentially dangerous. I want to share that profile with you, Jim. Stay on the line if you can. And then we'll apply that profile and its implications to this Al-Aryan case. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live on RBN from San Antonio. Stay tuned.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. In the first hour of our show, we were joined by Jeannie Chansey of LadiesAgainstFeminism.com. In the second hour of the show, from 8 to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, we were joined by Nayla Al-Aryan, the wife of Dr. Sami Al-Aryan, who continues to languish in a federal detention center in the Raleigh-Durham area after having been convicted of absolutely nothing by a federal court in December of 2005, which was attempting to charge him, in the words of Bill O'Reilly last night on Fox News, of all kinds of seditious and treasonous activities with the utilization of the USA Patriot Act. Jim in Texas is on the line. I'm also going to take another caller here shortly. But, Jim, back to our conversation with Janet Reno, was talking in the wake of the tragedy in Waco about the kinds of dangerous profiles that her department was developing to watch people who might be a potential threat to American society, she actually said something to the effect, I saw it at the time, couldn't believe it, that they were particularly concerned about white males over the age of 40 who tended to be Christian, who tended to be pro-lifers, and who tended to be gun owners. And I'm watching that whole thing, and I said to my wife, well, my own government must think that I'm some sort of a budding terrorist. Here I am. I'm at that time, I was approaching 40. I'm a gun owner, belong to the NRA and the Texas State Rifle Association. I'm a Christian pastor, and I've been involved in the mainstream of the pro-life movement. So does that mean that the feds at some point are going to start tapping my phone and presuming that I'm some sort of a dangerous character who might be in the business of harming someone or who is some sort of a cancerous threat to the body politic? That's pretty dangerous thinking, isn't it? And particularly dangerous now in the light of what could be done to someone fitting that profile when you consider the USA Patriot Acts and this Al-Arian case. What do you think?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. The only thing she left out was also the white male with gun owner that actually believes in the Constitution.
Well,
that's
exactly
the part she left out, which she should have thrown in there because that's what she was describing. Because,
and I think, yeah, she was implying it, certainly.
Absolutely, because only white males 40 or over would remember the way our government used to kind of be anyway, where the Constitution meant a little bit, not too awful much, but it did mean something. Whereas in the modern day, our Constitution means nothing right now, has no meaning whatsoever. As the Samuel Arian case demonstrates, Constitution means nothing.
Yes, and again, the implications of this to me are absolutely frightening. As I read through this case, I remember, of course, the corporate media coverage of the Al-Arian case at the time, leading up to his non-conviction. But then Mark Glenn of Crescent and Cross, my good friend, whose website is now a part of my links page, by the way, for people who want to read that on an ongoing basis.
I read him every day.
Great guy. And Mark called me a couple of nights ago and said, hey, you remember Samuel Arian? I said, sure. And he said, well, his wife, Nayla, would be available to you as a guest. And obviously I wanted to snap on that in a New York minute. And so I did a lot of homework, as it were, in a very short period of time to bring myself up to speed on the latest particulars on the case. And the more I read, the more I thought I was in a bad dream, thinking, boy, this, you know, I'm going to wake up from this and think, boy, it's a good thing that was a dream, that, you know, this can't possibly happen in this country. And lo and behold, it isn't a dream. It's a living nightmare, and it's happened.
And it's going to continue to happen is the sad part. And just about all of you guys on RBN, you've already put your necks on the line, so I assume you knew that when you started in it, that you were sticking your neck out. But once they get the hate crimes thing, I'm afraid they're going to start shutting it down. Well, especially you guys. They won't shut down Alex Jones because Alex Jones has people that blame black popes, green cardinals, chartreuse monsignors, and Jesuits, and just about anybody else they can blame except actually the people who are to blame. So those people will be allowed on the air. And so the government will say, well, we didn't shut down talk radio critical of us. We just shut down the ones that are the terrible ones. That's how they intend. That's how they always do things.
Yes. And as you look at this whole thing, again, it is indicative of a massive move toward a complete police state in this country, in my judgment. And as I watch the various things going on in regard to this burgeoning military operation in the Middle East, where from time to time there are the obligatory references on the part of some of our leaders to the fact that we are fighting for our freedoms, aside from the fact that I believe that to be ludicrous in the case of this war in the Middle East, I look at the whole thing and I'm thinking, what freedoms? Our freedoms are going down the tube by the New York Minute.
Absolutely. And that's any time the government comes out and says you're fighting for freedom, which they did in both world wars, which we weren't then either, but that's the name of the game for them.
You betcha. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with another caller and some additional observations on this Al Arian case when we come back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Across America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. In the first hour of the show today, we were joined by Jeannie Chansey of LadiesAgainstFeminism.com. In the second hour, we had Nayla Al-Arian on this show, the wife of Dr. Sammy Al-Arian, the former University of South Florida professor, who in an internationally publicized case in December of 2005 was convicted of absolutely nothing in a federal court in Florida, only to find himself once again back in federal detention, where he has been since then in the Raleigh-Durham area. And he is now on a hunger strike that has caused him to lose 43 pounds in the last month or 6 weeks. That hunger strike, we discovered today on this show, was the result of a situation where he had signed a plea bargain agreement with the federal prosecutor, where he would finally agree to plead guilty to one thing, in exchange for he and his wife and his family being allowed to leave the U.S. and to go back to the Middle East. That plea agreement, according to Naila Al-Aryan, the doctor's wife, was subsequently reneged upon by the federal government, and that was what caused Dr. Sami Al-Aryan to subsequently engage in this hunger strike. And this is where we presently are in this situation. He's lost 43 pounds. He continues to be in prison in this federal detention center in Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina. His wife and his kids are still in Florida. There's absolutely no indication yet as to what's going to happen here. Will Dr. Sami Al-Aryan die in prison? Will he recover his health? Will the federal government honor this plea arrangement that his wife was talking about on the air today? What are the implications of this for every American in regard to the USA Patriot Act and the way in which this kind of so-called legislation could be used not simply against someone of Dr. Al-Aryan's profile, but against any American who fits a profile that the feds don't like? And in terms of what Janet Reno was saying publicly on this from 1994 onward, you could be a white conservative male over the age of 40 who believes in an original intent understanding of the Constitution. You could be a gun owner, a Christian pastor, a pro-lifer in the mainstream aspect of the pro-life movement. You could be all of those things, which used to translate into someone that was perceived as being a model citizen in this country, or at least someone who was not a threat to anyone. There's a body of thinking out there now, apparently, in regard to profiling, which suggests that that type of an American is somehow a perceived threat to the governmental establishment as that is now constituted. And when we start talking especially about the war and the possible reimposition of a draft to support this effort, and as we speak continually at RBN about the Jewish neoconservative connection to this war, and the role that the Israeli lobby plays in the American domestic political scene, guess what? If that's where you're coming from, you could be the next person who is on the receiving end of the kind of prosecution under this USA Patriot Act that seems to be embodied by the Sami Al-Aryan case. That's my spin on this whole thing today. I think it's a terrifying development. We'll see what happens with it in the days ahead. Richie in Louisiana, you're on the line for Mark Dankoff. Go ahead, Richie.
Good morning, Mark. It's good to hear you in the morning. I don't know how happy you are about the schedule change getting up, but I enjoy your show, and especially in lieu of who you replaced. Anyway, I would probably fit that profile that you just described, with the exception I don't own any firearm. Not that I'm against it. I just don't happen to own one.
Right.
And I do understand the implications of this Patriot Act and the nefarious nature of it and the totalitarian, demonic impetus behind it and the goal for a one-world order. But I want to take the conversation slightly off point.
Sure.
And to a kind of broader aspect in regard to the idea that you've heard the adam, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. I don't necessarily believe that, and I'll illustrate. I hear a lot on the RBN, which I happen to really enjoy and listen to all the time, that there seems to be embracing of Muslims, and it seems to me it's just like because it's anti-Jewish that a lot of hosts tend to feel that they're allies, which I don't happen to agree with, and I want to further illustrate that by, the fact that this was a divinely inspired nation by Yahweh for his people. Multiculturalism is at the basis of all of this. I'd like to ask Mrs. Ariana, if Allah is so great, why does she move to the Christians' country? Why are they coming here if their Allah is so great and mosques just popping up like mushrooms all across this land? And the eye of our Creator, this is an abomination, Mark.
Yeah, I think your points are well taken. And I don't know what Mark Glenn of Crescent and Cross would say about this, but I think as one who, speaking for myself, is an Orthodox Christian of Lutheran background, that when I look at America and I think of our heritage and so forth, and all of the implications of what I think it means to be in the most generic sense of the word, a Christian society. I don't think there's any doubt of the fact that the multicultural movement has caused a breakdown of all of the philosophical and cultural, and one could argue theological presuppositions that used to undergird the average American in this country. So I think your points are well
right. taken. Everything's out the window now. America can now be whatever whom wants to make it, which is not what it is. There goes your constitution. There goes your tradition. There go, you know, the Bible speaks of the being kind to the stranger in the land. And that didn't mean that you take their foreign and pagan gods and let them erect them on your very soil. That just meant in Egypt, as Israelites were foreigners in Egypt, when there were strangers in the land of Israel, you didn't persecute them, you didn't put them in jail, you didn't beat them up, but you certainly didn't allow them to establish a pagan religion in the land of God.
I think your points are well taken here, and actually it would be, I think your perspective on this would clarify my own in regard to all of this. On the one hand, I think that quite clearly, this Al-Arian case is utterly terrifying in regard to its legal
the implications.
Aspects.
I agree, Mark. That the I'm not saying that I'm for the government. I mean, we all know what's involved in that.
I understand that. I think you're raising excellent points here, Richie. In that, when one looks at America, it seems to me that whether you're talking about the Jewish lobby,
foreigners,
or you're talking about Islam, or you're talking about some other foreign element or foreign religious expression that is outside of the traditions of this country historically, or you're talking about the gay rights movement or whatever it happens to be, it seems to me that as diverse as all of those different movements are and the constituencies that support those movements, that they do have one thing in common, and that is that they are all in their own way, contributing to the detraction of what was the original foundation and the original concept of this country. And I think in that regard, you're absolutely on target.
And they are also contributing to the terrible tribulation that our Creator is going to lay on this nation and put Israel right back into captivity, Mark.
Yes, and, you know, I was saying the other night in my church, in a Bible class that I was not teaching, but I am the pastor of this church now. We have a very fine teacher on Wednesday nights who's doing these classes, and I was just a participant. But we were speaking about this whole business of Israel and Judah after the end of the United Monarchy, after the time of Solomon. And it was utterly fascinating to me, and I think that maybe this is right where you're coming from, Richie, that when you looked at all of the reasons that led, first of all, to the divided monarchy, and then you looked at the northern kingdom of Israel and the fact that you had 19 straight bad kings in the northern kingdom, and that, of course, the northern kingdom ended up being judged by the Assyrians, or judged by God utilizing the Assyrians as his instrument, and that the capital city of Samaria was sacked in 722 B.C. But then we went to the other side of the chart, and we're talking about the southern kingdom of Judah, which was a mixed bag of kings, both good and bad. But I was pointing out that Josiah, who reigned, was the last good king of Judah and reigned from, 640 to 609 B.C., I believe, that after Josiah's death at the Battle of Carchemish in 609, that you then had in the kings that followed, I believe there were, four that followed leading up to Zedekiah, that those last four or five kings of Judah after Josiah were all bad, that there were a series of societal conditions that accompanied these bad monarchs, and that it led, of course, as you know, Richie, to the Babylonian exile.
Right into Babylon. Yep.
And to me, when I look at those Old Testament illustrations, both the northern kingdom of Israel and the 19 bad kings and the Assyrian judgment, or the southern kingdom of Judah, and the particularly bad kings after the time of Josiah, leading up to the Babylonian exile at the hands of Nebuchadnezzar, that this would be where I would see the application of those historical principles to what's happening in this country right now.
You got it, Mark. Listen, I got to run. I love your show, and we'll be listening.
Hey, and I think that your points are absolutely well taken here, Richie. And
yeah, be careful about embracing all these Muslims as if they're our friends. They're not, Mark. They're not.
So this, these are excellent points of clarification in regard to the constitutional history of this country and what was the overwhelming Christian and theistic culture that undergirded it. No
question.
That
is now being just swept away.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Richie.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Excellent comments from Richie here in Louisiana this morning. And, boy, I tell you, we've had some good callers today and some excellent ideas. And I think the important thing on this show is that your host, meaning me, is not inerrant. Now, I happen to believe that the Word of God is inerrant, but I'm not. And, you know, to the extent that we get a good point of clarification or correction that enables us to expand the debate and to modify or clarify thinking either on the part of the host or on behalf of the listeners, that that's all well taken. And I think that Richie's comments today are absolutely apropos, particularly, again, in comparing the present state of things in this country to what was going on in Judah, the southern kingdom of Judah in the Old Testament after the death of Josiah in 609 B.C., you take just that historical segment from 609 B.C. after the death of King Josiah at the Battle of Carchemish and run that all the way through to the Babylonian exile and the destruction of the Jewish temple in 586 B.C. at the hands of King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon. The historical parallels, it seems to me, are absolutely clear between that society in the 6th century B.C. and what we now see going on in the United States. That goes back to something that I was mentioning earlier in regard to a statement that I heard Pat Buchanan make quite a number of years ago now, and that is that while conservatives during the Reagan years were battling Contras in Nicaragua and being involved in some of these things going on abroad in foreign countries, conservatives were failing to understand the fundamentally cancerous situation that was taking place in our culture in regard to how comprehensively bad it was and is, and that this cultural issue and theological issue is arguably the most important battle line, the most important battlefront on which everything else hinges. If the cultural and spiritual situation goes down the tube, it only follows that the political and military and economic situation will go down the tube as well. And that gets into something that I was talking about with my father yesterday. He's a retired Air Force colonel. And we were discussing my guest of a couple of days ago, Barrett Tillman, who has authored this new book on General Curtis LeMay, entitled LeMay. That's a Palgrave Macmillan publishing effort. And it's a part of the so-called Great General series put out by Palgrave Macmillan. General Wesley Clark, by the way, is the series editor. You'll find his introduction to the LeMay book and presumably his introduction to all of the other books that either are out or will be out in this series. But suffice it to say, as my dad and I were discussing General LeMay and Barrett Tillman, and of course my father knew Curtis LeMay, served Curtis LeMay as an aide on a couple of occasions at conferences, we were speaking about the leadership declension in America. Now, keep in mind that I am talking about individuals that because of original sin are all flawed, including me, right? But when we go back in American history, and I was struck looking through this Great Generals series, that when you start talking about Douglas MacArthur, Dwight David Eisenhower, Stonewall Jackson, and Curtis LeMay, just to name a few of the folks that are in this Great Generals series, whatever the flaws of these people, and we know what some of them are historically, there was, in a larger sense of the word, it seems to me, without question, an all-encompassing aura of great leadership that accompanied these people. It begs the question, where are these people today? LeMay, Eisenhower, Patton, MacArthur, just look at the political and military leadership of America, even as I speak, by comparison to those men. The picture is not very good, is it? This became particularly obvious last night, looking at all of the pygmies who are considered to be the leading contenders in the Republican and Democratic Party competitions for the nomination for the presidency of the United States. Have we ever seen such a collection of bad candidates in our history? I said to my dad last night, you know, every election cycle, it only seems to get worse. Are we truly living in the final days of America? Are we truly in that post-Josiah period of time, comparing ourselves to Judah for a moment, when the kings that followed, like Jehoiakim and Jehoiachin and Zedekiah, led Judah right down the drain? That seems to me to be a very applicable principle when we look at what's going on now. We have George W. Bush in office. We have a floundering military effort going on in Iraq. We have the most miserable circumstances in the history of this country in regard to account deficits and foreign trade deficits. We have an increasingly volatile stock market, obviously, as we watch these reports in recent days. We are talking about launching a preemptive military strike against Tehran in an effort that will involve not simply the massive utilization of aerial forces, but according to what we have seen in recent times from Ronald Reagan's former national security chief, William Odom, who's talked about this at Harvard, what will certainly be the commission of military boots to follow on the ground in the wake of the aerial strikes. What does all of this mean in regard to a moral and cultural and spiritual scene domestically that seems to be in the sewer? Are these the last days of the Republic? This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on RBN. Stay tuned.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm in the final minutes of my segment here. Just wanted to mention one more time that my guest in the first hour of the show, from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m., was Jeannie Chansey of LadiesAgainstFeminism.com. That's a very, very important website. I did want to add one editorial remark to what Mrs. Chansey had to say today. Her presentation was absolutely excellent, and yet the one thing that she did admit on the show when we talked was that she had never before considered the relationship of the domestic Jewish lobby in the United States to the abortion industry and the feminist movement. I suggested that as an area for future research for her, and I have no doubt that she's going to take me up on that because of the absolutely comprehensive character of what she has done otherwise on that site at ladiesagainstfeminism.com. In the second hour of the show, I was joined by Naila Al-Aryan, the wife of Dr. Sami Al-Aryan, the Palestinian political activist who was not convicted of anything in Florida in December of 2005, despite a very extensive prosecution on 17 charges on the part of the federal government, largely stemming from the USA Patriot Act that had Dr. Al-Aryan defending himself in a series of things that, again, were never proven. Eight of the charges were dismissed. There was a hung jury on the other nine for reasons that his wife discussed today on the air. And he continues to serve in a federal detention center in Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina. He's presently on a hunger strike and has lost about 43 pounds in the last 6 weeks or so. You can find his website at FreeSami, S-A-M-I, Al, A-L, Aryan, A-R-I-A-N, FreeSamiAlAryan.com. That will keep you up to date on the latest developments in that case. In regard to Naila Al-Aryan, she's going to be on Dr. Hesham Talawi's show tomorrow, his new show for the Republic Broadcasting Network. I want to plug that show not simply because of the appearance of this particular guest, Naila Al-Aryan, but because Dr. Hesham Talawi is an absolutely great first-rate host and personal friend who's an absolutely invaluable addition to the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can catch him each Saturday from now on this network from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time on 5050 shortwave. And for those of you who enjoy Internet television, check out Dr. Hesham Talawi on Tuesday nights at currentissues.tv. That's Dr. Hesham Talawi's show, currentissues.tv. Find it on the web. His shows on Tuesday nights, I believe, begin at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, where he has a variety of folks on there who are absolutely indispensable to you and to me in regard to all kinds of information. When you go to currentissues.tv, you can access my past appearance on Dr. Talawi's show talking about Christian Zionism. Lieutenant Colonel Karen Kwiatkowski and Mark Glenn are among the other folks that have appeared on that show. Enjoy the information, keeping in mind that Dr. Talawi will be on RBN tomorrow with his new show from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Signing off for today. I'll see you Monday morning at 7 a.m. God bless.